The second day of a fresh round of negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program has started in Geneva. Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany are working out details of a deal to resolve the standoff. The Iranian foreign minister and the EU's foreign policy chief had the talks. Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says Israel is the real threat to global security, not Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei also said Tehran will not back down one iota from its nuclear rights. The leader expressed his support for Iran's nuclear negotiating team in Geneva. In France, farmers block roads around the capital, Paris, in protest against rising taxes. Angry farmers say they are frustrated by what they call overtaxation. Farmers believe the measure will lead to the loss of thousands of jobs. U.S. troops remaining in Afghanistan after the 2014 withdrawal of foreign forces will enjoy legal immunity for all operations and the authority to enter Afghan homes. That's according to a draft deal released by Kabul. Afghan dignitaries and elders have gathered in the Afghan capital to discuss the deal. About 2,500 Afghan dignitaries have attended a large assembly known as the Loya Jirga. President Hamid Karzai earlier briefed them on the bilateral security agreement. Karzai says up to 15,000 foreign troops could stay in Afghanistan if the deal is signed. The attendees have voiced objections inside the meeting over the terms in the agreement. A global aid agency says debt and poverty are worsening the misery of thousands of Syrian refugees in Lebanon. The UK-based international aid agency Oxfam says the refugees are now spending more than twice what they earn. Oxfam says this is detrimental to their self-esteem and their children's education. Another deadly attack hits Iraq. This time a car bomb claims at least 30 lives in the northern Diyala province. Some 40 people were also wounded after an explosive-laden vehicle went off near a crowded market in the town of Saadia. And Saudi authorities say six mortar shells have landed in an area near the oil-rich monarchy's border with Iraq and Kuwait. The rockets hit an uninhabited area near the Al Aoujah Border Guard Center in the Hafr al-Batin area on the oil-rich eastern province. The attack caused no damage.